you ever seen somebody at the grocery store? You ever seen a fella in there staring at a head of cabbage? I was up there one time. I seen a dude all by himself staring at a head of cabbage. I got a theory about that. That guy's wife sent him up there to get a head of lettuce. All cabbage ought to come with a label on it that says, "This is not what your wife wants you to buy." 3 days before Thanksgiving, my wife sends me up to the grocery store to get some yams. 45 daggone minutes, I'm looking for yams. I can't find a daggone yam. I come home, I said, "They ain't got no yams up there." He goes, "You mean to tell me 3 days before Thanksgiving they don't got no sweet potatoes at the grocery store?" I'll be right back. But I'm on a diet now. I'm eating nothing but Fruit Loops. But my wife has me on a... my wife has me on a diet now where I can have one cheat day. So I can have a hamburger with the cheese and the bun one day a week. Or anytime I drive by a fast food restaurant when she's not with me in the car. All right. She's a stickler, too. I'll tell you what. She'd be up here sleeping 2:30 in the morning. The dog go down there and bark at the door for 10 minutes. She don't hear nothing. She's racked out. I got to go down there and let the dog out. So next day I go down there. I'm kind of hungry. I pour a little bowl of Cap'n Crunch down there. I hear, "Get out of Cap'n Crunch!" What the hell? I should have barked when I poured that Cap'n Crunch in there. What I should have done. It sucks getting old and fat, I tell you. I remember when my beard turned white, my wife was like trying to comfort me. "Oh, that's okay, honey. I like somebody with a little salt and pepper in their beard. Made me feel a little better." Then she goes, "It's the corn in your teeth that's disgusting." I was going to say broccoli, but none of y'all believe I eat broccoli. All right, so I'm saying that. You went upside down. Ah! I get done. I go, "You didn't tell me you went upside down." The guy running it goes, "It's not supposed to." How about that Ferris wheel? You like that Ferris wheel? Who, me either? Oh, yeah, the Ferris wheel. That's a lot of fun, isn't it? Yeah. Nothing I like better in the whole world than being completely bored and terrified at the same time. Which, by the way, is the same thing my wife told me on her honeymoon right there. You ever get stuck on the Ferris wheel? Oh, man. I was up here with my kids. We were stuck. They was crying, freaking out, trying to calm them down. "Don't worry, kids. We'll be all right." I'm sure that guy running it with seven fingers and a pentagram tattoo. All right, I'm sure. My wife likes to go with me when I go to Las Vegas because she likes to go see the Chippendales. Yeah. You know why she likes going to the Chippendales? She didn't marry very good. She married a Chunkendale. She gives me money to put my clothes back on, but she does. I had to go get a flu shot one time. I didn't want to go to the doctor. And my wife goes, "Well, shoot, run up to Walmart. They're giving flu shots." "Are you kidding me? I ain't getting a flu shot at Walmart. Daggum, normally I got to get vaccinated before I go in there. Get a flu shot at Walmart. The flu's the last thing I'm worried about at Walmart, all right? Daggum, they probably got Ebola behind a box in there somewhere I didn't know about." I was up there one time, there's a dude out front in a hazmat suit. I'm like, "Is it safe to go in there?" He goes, "Yeah, why?" I go, "You're in a hazmat suit." He goes, "I know, I work here. I'm collecting the carts." Anybody ever been to the fair on senior day? I went on senior day. Most popular ride on senior day is the ambulance on the way out of the fair. Gum, there's one leaving the scrambler every 2 minutes in there. Best part about senior day, though, it only lasts from 3:30 to 5, so that's a good thing. They got special prizes on senior day. I saw an old guy bust a balloon with a dart, and he won a pair of Depends with a picture of Def Leppard on it right there. I'm not a big gambler. My grandma, holy mackerel, I'm not saying she's addicted to blackjack, but she's got a medical alert bracelet on that says, in case of emergency, split the kings. A couple years ago, my grandma, playing bingo at the fair, won her a spa package. But, I'll be honest, I think they gave her the wrong package. She said that she was able to tolerate the Botox, but during the Brazilian wax, she farted and blinded the attendant. Lord, I apologize for that right there, and be with the starving pygmies down in New Guinea. Amen. Bless you. I saw my grandma topless 2 weeks ago. Oh, that's the last time I let her drink before a concert. I'll tell you that much. That kind of, it was embarrassing. It was windy out, so she was flying around like one of them inflatable wind dancers in front of an oil chain shop, you know what I mean? It is horrible. The Oak Ridge boys didn't even want to do an encore after they saw that. Thanks a lot, Grandma. Your flapping titties just cost me an encore of Giddy Up Oom Papa Mau Mau right there, all right?
A lot of old folks down there in Branson riding them scooters down there. I find that crazy. These folks have lost their driver's license 2 decades ago, but they're going to go ahead and let them have motorized vehicles in a room full of pedestrians at the buffets down there. Trying to get food, they're zipping by like it's a drive-thru. I went up to get some potato salad. It was like I was in a live Frogger game all of a sudden. You know, I can't. Finally got hit head on by some old dude trying to text and drive. He trying to send a crotch shot to Tinder, apparently.
Ask you this. Have you ever gotten a wedding invitation from somebody that you barely know? What the hell? It's like getting a bill in the mail. I hate weddings. I was at one a while back. Holy smokes, I ain't saying the bride was overweight, but whew. My buddy caught the garter belt. He's still been using it to tie up cordwood on his pickup truck. Boy, these were some big, you should have seen the bridesmaids. Their corsages was personal pan pizzas. All right. I ain't kidding with they all went to school together. They were in the same sorority, so they had their sorority shirts on, you know, Thelma Ada Tata. My uncle just got married, 72 years old. My golly, he ran out of Viagra on the honeymoon. So he ended up having to use a can of Fix-A-Flat. I know, make a long story short, he overinflated and spent the rest of the night at Jiffy Lube having to get a patch put on him down there. Hey, this is crazy. True story, check this out. My mother-in-law last month won $400 in a hot dog eating contest. It's unbelievable, $400. 40 hot dogs in 10 minutes she ate. I couldn't believe it. Huh, my mother-in-law, not talking for 10 minutes. I know. Oh, she talked. I know. She can talk. She's the only woman at the beach getting melanoma on her tongue. All right, I guarantee. I'm not a big gambler. My grandma, holy mackerel. I'm not saying she's addicted to blackjack, but she's got a medical alert bracelet on that says, in case of emergency, split the kings. My wife likes to go with me when I go to Las Vegas because she likes to go see the Chippendales.
Yeah. You know why she likes going to the Chippendales? She didn't marry very good. She married a Chunkendale. She gives me money to put my clothes back on, but she does. I like going out there to Las Vegas. That's where you see all the 1970s, 80s classic rock bands singing out there. Now, I like them bands. Hey, only difference between seeing them bands now and 30 years ago, 30 years ago, go backstage, smell like pot everywhere. Now it smells like pot and Bengay, you go back to them things. They all still got long hair, too. Ain't that some? Unfortunately, it's coming out their nose and ears on most of them fellas in there.
How the Lord can create life. I mean, it's unbelievable. You just see that little baby's head pop out. Your whole life is transformed and changed, and you just love it so much, and you cry, you know? And then 10 years later, that same thing, you want to slap the living out of it. You know what I mean? It's unbelievable, the whole different... I remember when my little boy was born, I was scared to hit a speed bump leaving the hospital for fear his head would go like that and crack open or something. Here I am 10 years later driving down the interstate trying to get the perfect whack on the middle of his freaking head. And my wife's like, be careful, you're going to crash. I don't give a shit. I'll kill everybody in his car right now. All right? I could care less. I've had it with him right now. It's ridiculous. Yeah, the Pope came out and said married couples should have more kids. Well, that's easy for him to say. Daggone Pope ain't got no kids. How about I drop my kids off at the Vatican for a couple hours? How's that sound? Yeah, see if they can get grape jelly out of the Pope hat. All right? That's why I never understood kidnapping. Really? You want to put up with this bullshit? Are you kidding me? Holy, you kidnap my kids, they'd be back on the porch in 2 days with an apology note strapped to the side of. Oh, but I love them. I don't care what age it is. You put up with it. I love them so much, I tell you. You know, I was going to homeschool my kids, and then my wife reminded me, we're idiots. Hey, I was homeschooled, and I loved it. I finished second in my class. It wasn't until 2 years ago my mom told me that she'd made the dog valedictorian. I worry about my kids, though. They're so sweet. My little girl's such a sweetie, and my little boy's got a kind heart, and I just worry about bullies and ugh. You know, I was bullied by a fourth grader one time, and oh, I hated every minute of it. So I went home and told my wife, she's got to go pick the kids up because I can't handle it down there no more. Hey, you laughed. They some big fourth graders out there. I mean, this girl, she wasn't small. I'll guarantee you that much. Remembered Father's Day, my kids. By the way, Father's Day is the biggest piece of crap holiday they got out there. That's where your wife and kids take your money and buy you crap you didn't want to begin with. All right. But my kids, they're so sweet. They drew a picture of me and put "We love you, Daddy" on it. And which is awesome. And I felt so bad because instead of me going, man, I love my kids, this is all. The only thing I could think when they give it to me was, I'm not that fat, am I? And it bugged me, and I told them, kids, I like the picture, but I'm not that fat. And they're like, yeah, you are. I'm like, no, I'm not. Yeah, so they took the picture and held it up to my cell phone, and it unlocked it. Took family vacation. Everybody wants to go canoeing, which I didn't want to do. Canoeing's an old Indian word that means blisters. Yeah, canoeing's a lot of fun when you're a fat guy. Yeah, that's a lot of fun right there. My little boy's in the front. I'm in the back, going down the river for 5 miles, popping a wheelie, going in circles. Got a catfish stuck to my nipple. I can't get it off of there. He's like, why do I gotta wear a life jacket? Because if this thing tips over, it'll keep you alive long enough for me to save the Kentucky Fried Chicken over there, all right? You know what the difference between canoeing with your wife and canoeing with your little boy is? When you're done canoeing, your little boy is still talking to you.
3 years old, he almost passed away on us. He almost lost him on the toilet. He almost died on the toilet. Boy, what a way to go right there. Whew. Can you imagine dying on the toilet? I mean, what do you say to the relatives at the wake to make them feel better? I mean, that's a tough one there. Yeah. Mrs. Egerhoff, we're real sorry to hear about Ed, man. That's, but at least he died doing what he loved, you know. That's the thing that we heard he fought till the bitter end, and that's the thing. He wasn't a quitter, so he got it out, and we're excited, and that's nice. And we're going to light a match tonight and remember him at midnight, and hopefully... I read a story one time, a fella got bit by a snake sitting on the toilet. He got interviewed and said, first thing I thought was I need to call animal control. That's the first thing he thought? If I got bit by something similar, first thing I'd think is, what the hell did I eat last night? Dadgum, my food's circling back on me here. But we almost lost my grandpa. He sat on one of them power flush toilets. You ever see them energy savers? You flush it, just like, go like that. I mean, if you sit on it flush, it'll put a hickey on your hind end, I guarantee it. It will. But he sat on there, flushed it, boom, left nut down the drain. I ain't kidding you. True story. I wish he wasn't, but that's a true story. I'm trying to help him out. I'm trying to yank him off that thing right here. It's stuck in that little tube hole in there. It's like daggone Stretch Armstrong. Like, and finally, it come loose, slow motion, right at my daggum head. It hits me, boom, 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 boom. It was like them little knocker balls. You ever see them little knocker balls? There? Boom, 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 boom. Bloodied my daggum nose. My wife's like, what's going on in here? His twig and berries went MMA on me is what happened in here. I have had it. Oh, God love him. My grandpa, alcoholic. We had a family reunion here a while back. We rarely get them, but we finally got everybody paroled at the same time. So we had to parole. My family's what in the world? Don't even want to talk about them sometime. My brother, he's all stressed out now because he's been reading the papers. He thinks he's going to lose his job to a robot. I didn't have the heart to tell him if he look in his wife's drawer, he's already lost his job. It's true. It's true. My sister-in-law, she's about 4'10", 290 pounds. She used to model decoy stumps down there at Cabela's many years ago. She had her stomach stapled last week. Nothing medically. She's at work and accidentally stapled some papers to her stomach there. So she... But my grandpa's an alcoholic. He's drunk at the reunion. I said, Grandpa, why you drink so much? He said, look around. I'm responsible for all this. My cousin hates how...